The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Or whether it's our most recent initiative on freezing the market for firearms.
Well, now that the cat's out of the bag.
This is a gun country. It's crazy. You know, until Americans decide that they want to give up the guns.
You have a mayor in Philadelphia talking about taking away law-abiding citizens' guns. I got news for you. Criminals will never turn in their guns.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business?
Now, if I gave you a dollar and your father gave you a dollar, how many dollars would you have?
$1.
You don't know your arithmetic.
You don't know my father.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. All eyes have been turned on Illinois over the past couple of days since the shooting there. But, you know, as tragic as that incident was and horrific, eight people dead now, there are still more people dying from fentanyl and drugs being brought across the border by illegal aliens due to the open border policy. Now it turns out that there was a mass shooting stopped in Richmond, Virginia, involving two illegal aliens with hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Very few details as yet, but those are illegal aliens. Just like the illegal aliens are bringing the fentanyl into the country, it's a terrible problem, a crisis on the southern border. And one of the groups that studies the problem, tries to do something about it, is the Center for Immigration Studies, and they had a panel today in Washington D.C. And one of the participants in it was Andrew Arthur. He is the Center for Immigration Studies resident fellow in law and policies. He's a former immigration judge and counsel on the House Judiciary Committee, and he's performed oversight of immigration issues. Mr. Arthur, very good to have you here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks so much for having me, Howie. Please call me Art. Everybody does.
Okay. Now, are you one of the guys who was I'm just reading another story here. GOP lawmakers demand answers from Merrick Garland, the AG, over removal of Trump-era immigration judges. Are you one of the people who's been fired by the Biden administration?
No. I was appointed under the George W. Bush administration, served honorably throughout the Obama administration. I actually retired to go up to the Hill to be staff director for some guy named Ron DeSantis when he was chairman of the House National Security Committee. I don't know what's happened to him, but he's not on the Hill anymore.
But they are getting rid of the Trump judges, and this apparently is something that's not normally done, under previous administrations when there's a change of parties. But they just want to get people in there who are just going to rubber stamp their open border policies. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, and I mean, this is an issue. Again, you know, some of the facts are unknown, but what we do know is that a number of immigration judges who are appointed as career attorneys, immigration judges, to the Department of Justice to be on the immigration bench have apparently been let go at the end of their probationary period. They serve a two-year probationary period. I served that, never had a problem under Obama. To the best of my knowledge, no immigration judge appointed under Obama was ever let go under Trump. So, this is an exceptional circumstance. It's important to note that these judges are protected by civil service protections. And it's definitely something that Congress is going to be looking at either in this Congress, probably more likely than not, if the Republicans take control in the 118th Congress, they're going to be looking very, very deeply into this.
So how ironic. So these guys have civil service protection, these judges. But so Biden goes out to Cleveland today and talks about how great unions are. And when unions do well, everyone does well. Well, he's apparently violating basically union protections and firing these judges because they won't go along with his decision to abrogate the nation's immigration laws.
Yeah, so the immigration judges actually did have a union. I'm going to be honest with you, Howie. I was a member because I figured it was worth my $20 a month. But the Trump administration looked at the law and determined they probably shouldn't have a union. And, you know, that's been undone. But, you know, the Biden administration still has not reinstated, to the best of my knowledge, the immigration judges union. If they did, they'd be out there fighting for these immigration judges and all other immigration judges as well. But the basic civil service protections, OIG is there to protect that, you know, PRM, plenty of other branches. And the last backstop is the United States Congress. I can guarantee you they're going to want some answers.
So I guess it's like Animal Farm. Some unions are more equal than other unions when it comes to the Biden administration. That's the way a lot of things are now in Brandon's America, I guess. Hey, if the Republicans take over Congress, can they do anything to get the border under control, or is this just an executive branch decision to destroy the borders of the United States?
Yeah, no. You know, fortunately, our founders were wise people. And they included, amongst the other things, is that all funding bills have to arise in the House of Representatives. If the Republicans were to take the House of Representatives, they could put any number of riders into appropriations bills that would prevent the Biden administration from releasing 1,050,000 people apprehended at the southwest border into the United States. They'd be able to block that. They would be able to, you know, put restrictions on the ability of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who will probably pretty much be living on Capitol Hill in that eventuality, to, you know, have an office staff, have a parking place, get paid. There are provisions in the law, Howie. It's important for your listeners to understand this. Back in 2006, Senator Biden, Senator Obama, Senator Clinton voted for the Secure Fence Act of 2006, amongst other parts of that bill was a requirement that the secretary maintain operational control of the southwest border. And operational control, Congress was smart. They weren't going to, you know, give a lot of latitude, means not allowing a single illegal migrant into the United States. We've seen about 706,000 gotaways since Joe Biden took office. Those are aliens who made it past Border Patrol. Border Patrol is overworked, which gets to your drug point. You know, they're too overworked to stop the drugs coming in. Drug seizures have dropped. Right. He's also supposed to keep the drugs out. So he's violating all of those laws, and they can do many things to him to make him actually comply with those rules.
You know, there's also a provision in the Constitution that says the executive shall take care to faithfully execute the laws of the land. I mean, isn't this an impeachable offense, what he's doing?
Well, so the unfortunately, the law on the take care clause is underdeveloped because generally, Howie, most presidents enforce the law. You know, it's not a difficult job. Congress tells you what to do.
It's kind of basic, isn't it?
Go do it.
I mean,
it's not
something that's really complicated. You enforce the laws if you're the chief law enforcement officer of the land, correct?
Yeah, no. And the Biden administration has gone out of its way, which is part of the reason why we see so many lawsuits against the Biden administration, not to enforce the immigration laws. In fact, in the recent gun bill that was passed through Congress, they closed what was called the boyfriend loophole, which meant that if you were in a, you know, intimate relationship with somebody and, you know, you had some sort of domestic violence beef, you wouldn't be able to get a gun. Secretary Mayorkas has opened a, you know, boyfriend, lover, husband, you know, father loophole in the law because the law actually says that aliens who engage in domestic violence are supposed to be removed. In his most recent policy memo that was issued last year, Secretary Mayorkas specifically told ICE officers not to go after those who have engaged in domestic violence on the most paternalistic of grounds. He just sort of concluded that domestic violence victims are unlikely to go to the police if they know that this person that they're calling the cops on might actually get deported. It's absolute lunacy. And quite frankly, the American people don't know what the government is doing in their name.
Yeah. What about these two illegal aliens that were arrested on their way, apparently, to allegedly to a mass shooting in Richmond, Virginia? Do you know anything about this? Does anybody know anything about these two people yet? These illegal aliens that had all these hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and they weren't the usual type of terrorists from the Mideast. They appear to be Hispanic terrorists, south of the border variety. What does anybody know what's going on with these guys?
Now, details are, extremely sketchy at this stage, but, here's another problem with the Biden administration. It's a lack of transparency. We may never even get, verification that anybody who, engages in a mass shooting, robs somebody, gets drunk, and, hits a busload of orphans. You name the crime, however bad it is, they'll never admit that that person was an alien unlawfully present in the United States if they were. Now, the Trump administration, even the Obama administration, was pretty good about releasing that sort of information
right,
so that people knew what was going on. The Biden administration has just clamped down on the flow of information. Transparency is a huge issue from a president who promised his second day in office that he was going to be the most transparent president in United States history.
Yeah, they don't, on the press releases now from the Justice Department, they don't put down Dominican national, for instance, arrested in a fentanyl plot. They sometimes put down Russian national, Lebanese national, even Brazilian national, but the certain countries are not allowed to be named in the press releases involving either arrests or convictions. It's just really, it's very discouraging. Where do people go to learn more about the Center for Immigration Studies, Andy?
Go to our website, cis.org, and I write every day, sometimes twice a day, depending on what's going on. If you want to find out, an unvarnished view of what's going on in immigration, what cases mean, what various laws are being enforced or aren't being enforced, we're the best site for you to go to.
All right. Try to find out something about what's going on with these guys in Richmond. We'd like to know more. And as you say, they're not going to be too forthcoming, would be my guess. Also, they're not going to be too forthcoming about the 9 fentanyl overdoses in the panhandle of Florida in one little county with less than 50,000 people either. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being with us. Andrew Arthur, he's from the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a former immigration judge. They're clamping down on immigration judges that were appointed by Trump. Free speech, religious liberty, the Second Amendment. Across the country, your constitutional rights are under constant attack, and it's only getting worse by the day, which is why I'm proud to support Patriot Mobile. They're not just America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They're one of the few companies fighting back. They offer the same nationwide coverage as any of the major carriers, so you get the same great service plus the peace of mind that your money is combating the left's attempt to silence you. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. They will walk you through the transfer over to Patriot Mobile, and it's very simple. I've done it, and you can do it too. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. If you want to learn something about them, go to patriotmobile.com, and I think you'll like their website and what they're into. But to get their services, go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT, P-A-T-R-I-O-T. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. Veterans and first responders will save even more, so make the switch today. Between the left, the media, and the rhinos, we need to stick together. PatriotMobile.com/Howie, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. You get the same great service without the wokeness. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
My secret to a stress-free summer? HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes featuring the season's ripest fruits and veggies right to my door. So I get to spend less time at the grocery store and more time relaxing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you had your choice, would you rather live in a red state or a blue state?
Red state.
99% say red, yes.
Hasn't changed in an hour. Wow. 844-500-4242. We need to play Kamala Harris yesterday. The vice president went to Highland Park to deliver her somber thoughts on the terrible murders that took place by the cross-dressing psycho killer on Monday's Independence Day. And this is Kamala Harris at the scene of the Highland Park shooting. Cut 10.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously. The whole nation should understand and have a level of empathy to understand that this can happen anywhere, in any peace-loving community, and we should stand together and speak out about why it's got to stop.
Seriously. She said seriously in, I think, 10 seconds.
And we need to understand, to stand together.
We need to understand, to stand together. I didn't hear that part. I was too busy thinking about seriously. You know what this sounds like? And I finally found it today. I just wanted to play it. Remember back in 2007, there was a woman, her name was Caitlin Upton, I believe. She was Miss Teen South Carolina, and they asked her some silly question about foreign affairs or geography. And this was her Kamala Harris-like response. Cut 11.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Has anyone ever seen Kamala Harris and Caitlin Upton in the same room? I thought not. 844-500-4242. The New York Times had a story about conservative radio. On conservative radio, meaning talk radio like this show and many others, misleading message is clear. Democrats cheat. And then the second paragraph is, never mind that the claims are false. Now, I'm wondering if the New York Times is going to do a follow-up on the multiple references on cable TV and elsewhere to the accusation that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is a fascist. Here's Sonny Hostin on The View. Cut 18.
I hope it's not DeSantis over in Florida, because I think he's a fascist.
DeSantis.
I think he handled COVID miserably. I think he's a fascist and a bigot.
This is Howard Dean on MSNBC. Cut 17.
I think Trump's calculation is mixed up with his illness, which is narcissism, acute narcissism. And it's also mixed up with a political calculation that he's not very good at. I mean, there are a lot of younger people in that party that are much scarier. DeSantis, for one, who just today announced he was going to require all students in Florida's colleges to declare their political views. I mean, this guy is a fascist. Trump is too narcissistic and ill to be a successful fascist, even though he has all those instincts. And I think he'll be easier to beat than any of the other.
I'm waiting for the New York Times story about this. Business Insider, DeSantis is a very dangerous individual because he has already absorbed all the lessons of Trump, but doesn't have any of the baggage, an expert on fascism argues. Fascism. What is the New York Times going to do a takeout with it? Don't they have a disinformation reporter at the New York Times and the Washington Post? Is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, really a fascist? I don't think so. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to call us. We got a lot of stuff. I want to just go through some of these stories. There's a bunch of interesting stories here, and we'll take your calls at 844-500-4242. The mayor of Philadelphia is an idiot, Jim Kenney. He's presided over all sorts of nonsensical proposals over the years, that the tax on soda, sugared soft drinks, which drove all the soft drink business out of Chicago. And then he was promoting, taxing sugared drinks, and then he was going to an opening of a Shake Shack, which is not exactly a low-calorie emporium. I like it, but it's not exactly what I would go to if I were on a diet, if I were trying to cut back on my caloric intake, excuse me. But anyway, he's very angry about the fact that he said he just got back from Canada, and he's so excited about Canada, and he's very angry about what's happening here. You got to listen to some of this stuff from him. This is Jim Kenney, where a couple of cops were shot. It wasn't as bad as Chicago or New York over the weekend, but there were some police officers shot. Cut four.
But this is a gun country. It's crazy. We're the most armed country in world history, and we're one of the least safest. So, until Americans decide that they want to give up the guns and give up the opportunity to get guns, we're going to have this problem.
I think it would help matters in Philadelphia if you gave up your Soros finance district attorney, Krasner, who keeps letting people out to murder law-abiding citizens of the city. Cut five.
I'm concerned every single day. There's not an event or a day where I don't lay on my back at night, look at the ceiling, and worry about stuff. So everything we have in the city over the last 7 years, I worry about. I don't enjoy 4th of July. I don't enjoy the Democratic National Convention. I didn't enjoy the NFL draft. I'm waiting for something bad to happen all the time. So I'll be happy when I'm not here, when I'm not mayor, and I can enjoy some stuff.
You're looking forward to not being mayor?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
I dare say the people of Philadelphia feel the same way about you not being the mayor. And by the way, it's not lay on your back, it's lie on your back.
Is Jim Kenney Joe Biden's dad? He lays at night staring at the ceiling?
Again, but at least Joe Biden says lie. At least Jim Kenney.
I understand they worry about their jobs. I understand, like my dad, they lay in bed staring at the ceiling.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. He says lay too. He gets it wrong too. I feel like I'm an old timer. Difference between lie and lay.
Not many people do, and I don't think it really matters. People know what you mean when you say lay or lie.
I would get marked down on my English essays.
Well, you're not in English class anymore. The point was that he lies in bed staring at the ceiling, which is what Joe Biden always says about his dad.
They both lie about laying in bed, or their father's laying in bed. So, this is it's ridiculous. As if anybody is going to give up their guns, as Leo Terrell said. Cut seven.
One last point. You have a mayor in Philadelphia where officers are being shot at, talking about taking away law-abiding citizens' guns, and the only people who should have guns are police. I got news for you. Criminals will never turn in their guns.
Thank you. Obviously. Only one who doesn't know that apparently is Jim Kenney, the mayor of Philadelphia. An aide to New York Mayor Eric Adams. He's one of the advanced people on the advance team, plans the visits. He was over in Brooklyn near the Brooklyn Navy Yard scouting a location, and he was mugged. And you know what he said to the muggers, to the two crooks? You don't want to do this. I work for the mayor. In other words,
do you know who I am?
I can't believe he would say something like that. That's a good way to get shot, I think. It's just silly to be saying that. Manhattan resident Christopher Ball.
It's not like if I were mugged, I would definitely not say, do you know who I am?
I know.
I work for Howie Carr.
I wouldn't say I work for anybody. I would just say, what do you want? I would say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Meanwhile, violent Chicago. We're moving from city to city here. The top 10 markets. A violent Chicago. A violent mob can be seen on video attacking an Illinois state trooper in Chicago, pelting his squad car with firecrackers and smashing the windshield. The group was engaging in reckless driving stunts off I-90 on Sunday afternoon when the trooper drove through the intersection and was attacked. Nearly 100 people descended on the vehicle, throwing rocks and bricks and jumping on the hood. Chicago, we got a mob, the exasperated trooper is heard saying over to police radio. He just jumped on my car. There's probably 150 of them coming at me right now. Holy bleep. Holy bleep. One of them had a T-shirt. I'm not even going to say what was on the T-shirt because I might mispronounce it, and then there would be an FCC violation. Meanwhile, speaking of Chicago, do you remember her? Do you remember Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, just a few days ago, after the Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision? This is what the lesbian mayor of Chicago had to say about Clarence Thomas. Cut 25. Bleep Clarence Thomas. You know, here's what she said yesterday. She is attempting to strike a more civil tone just days after cursing at Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Speaking at an event yesterday, the mayor decried attacks on police officers in her city. I assume that includes the state trooper, suggesting it's a sign of people, quote, losing respect for the institutions of our democracy. Really? Did she show respect for the institutions of our democracy by saying bleep Clarence Thomas? Toxicity in our public discourse, she said, is a thing that I think we should all be concerned about. Right? Right? By the way, one of the texters makes an interesting observation. 603, if the mayor of Philadelphia doesn't like being mayor anymore, why doesn't he just resign? The New York Times has had a tradition for 100 years. On the 4th of July, Independence Day, on the back of the first section, they print the entire Declaration of Independence, a mock-up, the actual reproduction of it. They didn't do it on Monday. Do you know why?
Is there a national ink shortage?
They forgot.
They forgot. Okay.
They said they forgot. In its Wednesday playbook, that's today, Politico reported that the New York Times forgot its, quote, longstanding tradition of putting the Declaration in its print edition every July 4th. A Times spokesman blamed it on human error. A human error. 844-500-4242. Good Lord. Meanwhile, wild footage shows New York City bodega worker allegedly stabbing man to death at Hamilton Heights grocery store on Broadway. This guy, he's 52, Jose Alba, is suddenly confronted by a younger man. The customer appears to yell at the store clerk before shoving him into a shelf. After several moments, the worker reaches to his right towards shelves displaying candy. He comes out with a large knife and plunges it into the younger man's neck and chest, which quickly becomes covered in blood, the footage shows. The pair fall away from camera view as blood begins to splatter on the man's T-shirt, with the clerk then coming back into focus, still holding a bloody knife. The customer, identified as 37-year-old Austin Simon, was taken to Harlem Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Alba is being held on Rikers Island on $250,000 bail and is due back in Manhattan court on Thursday. 844-500-4242. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, greetings, Howie, from Delray Beach, Florida. You know, the great fascist state down here.
Yes.
And
what's the temperature in Palm Beach County?
Were you allowed to live free? Anyway, DeSantis is going to win governorship, you know, in November in a landslide, right?
Right.
And, you know, they only throw the dirt in the kitchen sink at the people they're most afraid of. So obviously they're trying to bury Trump with everything they can throw at him to try to make him, you know, unacceptable to run. And they know that the best, next best thing is DeSantis, so they've already got to put some focus on him.
Right.
So what are the Republicans afraid of, Howie? Nothing, because the Democrats got the bad policies.
I know, you know, Howard Dean actually said, you know, he hopes that it's Trump because Trump would be easier to beat than DeSantis. And I agree. I mean, if they think they're going to knock him out with this January 6th kangaroo court, I think they're, you know, be careful of what you wish for. Right, Eddie? By the way,
I mean, just
there's another story today from Florida. The official state Division of Elections shows the Republicans, a year ago, there were more Democrats registered in Florida than Republicans. Now there are 176,000 more Republicans than Democrats. That was at the end of May. Now, unofficially, it's over the edge for Republicans is over 180,000, and it's expected that Republicans will take their voter registration north of 200,000 later this month. Democrats maintain leads registered voters in Florida's urban counties, like the one Eddie and I live in, and Broward and Miami-Dade and a few others. But they are now trailing independents, voters officially known as no party affiliation, in nearly a dozen counties with GOP majorities. And Politico, which is a left-wing sheet, as you know, says DeSantis' prediction that Florida will no longer be a battleground state after this year's election is moving closer into view. Yes, it is. 844-500-4242. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, thank you very much for taking my call. It is Deputy Bob, also candidate for 10th Bristol District State.
Yes.
The referendum petition, and it's different than the initiative petitions we were working on earlier, which were to create a law. The referendum is to repeal this law. The summary was very
I know, but do you have some petitions out today?
Oh yeah, we're working real hard down here on the petitions. Wendy Wakeman dropped some off at my house on Friday, so we're killing it down here.
We got a Deputy Bob. I got to hold you right there. We can't have any campaigning going on the air, but we got to start promoting this this referendum drive to put this on the ballot in November, and we're going to try to set it up so we can start putting it on our website, just in case they kind of drop the ball a little bit and don't put it out on the website where you can sign the petitions every day. We'll have that worked out in the next day or so. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Deputy Bob. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best MyPillow, the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. You can get them for under $50, I believe. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent foot fatigue. This offer won't last forever, so get your $90 off right now. That's about a two-thirds off the list price. Call 800-658-4965, 800-658-4965. And use the code Howie or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four 800-500-4242. You know, it's been more than 48 hours now since the murders in Highland Park in suburban Chicago. So you may not know this, but there's still a show on ABC after the local ABC News that most people don't watch anymore. It's called The Nightline, or as Joe Early, the late congressman from Worcester, not his son, used to call it, Nightlife. And Nightlife always likes to deal with the issues of the day. So you would think that they, you know, it was a day old, but they might have gone with more interviews and more stories about the mass shooting. So do you know who they decided to have as their guest last night on Nightline on ABC News? So quote-unquote news.
World-renowned musician John Hinckley?
Yes. Can you believe this? John Hinckley, the guy who shot Ronald Reagan in 1981 to impress Jody Foster. Remember this? This is the guy they brought on to discuss, among other things, gun laws. Cut 22.
I certainly don't think the mentally ill should have access to guns. I mean, that's kind of obvious. Background checks are good and waiting periods are good. I think there's too many guns in America.
And coming from you, that's quite a statement.
Well, I hope it is. Because that's the way I feel.
Is it just me, or does this seem rather inappropriate?
You also shouldn't let him near a guitar.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it? He was sold out. He was going to have a concert once his parole or probation, whatever they call it, was over. And he was going to have this concert at this Brooklyn concert venue in the heart of the hipster district in Brooklyn. And it immediately sold out because everybody, you know, I guess they wanted to give a cheer out, a shout out to the guy who shot Ronald Reagan. But they eventually canceled the performance because they claimed they were getting threats. So how long is it going to be till Cremo makes an appearance on a left-wing network newscast? And he would probably say the same thing that John Hinckley said last night on Nightline. Cut 20.
Do you ever worry that you might relapse?
No, I take my meds. Even though I don't have to now, I still take my meds.
I read that you take an anti-anxiety and an antipsychotic. Is that right?
Yes.
What makes you feel that you can be trusted? I mean, do you trust yourself?
I do.
Not to relapse.
I've always felt the meds.
He trusts himself.
I still feel that way.
Because a lot of people think if you're criminally insane, that's incurable.
It's not incurable. I'm sitting here as proof positive that it's curable.
He's an aspiring rapper.
How many times have we seen the quotes in the newspapers? Friends and family said so-and-so recently stopped taking their medication. Weeks leading up to the tragedy that unfolded.
He was a loner. As what the guy say in the Wall Street Journal this morning? He wore black clothes, played electronic music, and never spoke to anyone as he rode around on his bike.
Wasn't the bike electric too?
Yes, the bike was electric. Yes. So there it is. I mean, I'm sure Robert Cimino III would say the same thing here. Cut 21.
I worked hard. I walked the line for 41 years and did everything I needed to do to get my freedom.
Can you?
He's not a danger to society. That's what he'd like to leave you with. I'm Howie Carr.